Was called to breakfast and time to get a lift with a guy named Don McNeil and bacon made by Swift.
All right, here we go marching around the breakfast table with the boys from LaGuard General Hospital in New Orleans, Louisiana. Marching for you this morning, boys. Come on, let's join them in everybody. March! Brother. Well, that was a fine march around this great big hall here in Racine, Wisconsin this morning. And a fine bunch of Racine youngsters joined in, too. Before we go any farther, I'd like to say for the benefit of those who joined us a little late around the breakfast table that our old friend Jack Baker, the Louisiana Lark, is here this morning. And, Jack, I want to ask you a couple of questions about yourself that I know all the listeners would like to know.
Well, fine.
First of all, I understand, in fact, I know very well, that after you left us, that you became a proud papa.
Well, that's right, Don. On my birthday, I won't say which one, but last June 29th, why, we did have a great big baby boy. And he'll be a year old a week from today. A week from today, we'll both be a year old.
Wait a minute, what?
Well, I mean, he'll be a year old, and I will mentally, probably.
You'll be a year old papa.
I'll be a year old papa, yeah. That's
right. Well, Jack, I think it's wonderful that your son is born on your birthday. That makes it grand, doesn't it?
That was quite a deal. Pretty nice present from my wife.
Yes, I'll say so.
Pretty expensive for you, too.
Yeah.
Well, you'll notice from now on that you and the baby will get one present on that birthday, probably.
Yeah, I'm afraid of that.
Yeah.
I think maybe they'll be up here Friday. I'm not sure.
Oh, that's week grand. That's grand, Jack. I understand he looks like you, but outside of that, he feels fine. Is that right?
Well, don't hold it against him. He may outgrow it, you know.
Well,
still young.
John Willard is a great big boy.
Well, yeah, Don, if you'd like me to tell you about him, I will. He isn't quite a year old yet, and he's 31 and a half inches tall.
Yeah.
He has 8 teeth.
Oh.
No, he has 12 now.
That's more than
you. It's more than I got. He has 12 teeth, and he has a full head of curly hair. My wife's hair is curly, you know.
Full head, huh?
Yeah.
That's more than you, too.
That's more than I got, too, yeah.
Yeah.
And he weighs 27 pounds.
Oh, that's okay. He's a big strapper.
Oh, yeah, he's going to whip me one of these days.
Yeah. Well, that's fine, Jack, and we'll be anxious to see your swell wife and that new child of yours when they get to Chicago here later on next week. But right now, we're going to call on you, Jack, to sing The Night is Young and You're So Beautiful. No.
Young and you're so beautiful here among the shadows, beautiful lady. Open your heart, the scene is set, the breeze has sing of it. Can't you get into the swing of it? Lady, when do we start? When the lady is kissed above and the evening is cool. Any dream is permissible, in the heart of a fool. The moon is high, and you're so glamorous, and if I seem over amorous, lady, what can I do? The night is young and I'm in love with you. The moon is high and you're so glamorous, and if I seem over amorous, lady, what can I do? The night is young and I'm in love with you.
Very swell. Ah, that's grand, Jack. Take a little rest here. While today, friends, we try and answer a question many of you have asked me. So many of you folks have had a kindly interest in our announcer, Don Dowd. Thousands of you have asked me, how the heck did that guy get on the show? So today we're going to show you just how Don got his job here. Well, Mr. Dowd, I'm certainly flattered that you like to work for our show. Do you feel that you'd fit into the show well?
Oh, yes. In fact, I think the Breakfast Club would just suit me. You see, my name is Dowd,
yes.
And I thought all along that you have a Dowd show, Dowder than a doornail.
Thank you. He fits right in a way. Go right out again, too. But tell me, Mr. Dowd, why did you leave your last job?
Well, because my boss said something I didn't like.
Oh, that's all? What did he say?
He said, you're fired.
I see your point there.
Yeah.
Now, tell me, Mr. Dowd, are you a college graduate?
Oh, yes, yes. I have a Ph.D., an L.L.D., and an M.A.
Ph.D., L.L.D., and an M.A.
Mm-hmm.
Put them all together, and what do you got? Paludma. Well, let's see you do your act, young man.
Okay. First, I come on amidst thunderous applause. You know, I wait until the studio guards carry out those who have swooned.
Yes, the applause
then,
is terrific now.
Yes, then I say modestly, ladies, do you know that Swift's premium bacon is delicious and different? Yes, it is. You see, Swift's premium bacon is cured and smoked a special exclusive way to give it a mild, mellow, mouth-watering, sweet smoke taste. So see if you can get some today. Remember, if you spell Swift's premium bacon backwards, you're silly.
Very good, very good. Continue, get going.
In a recent nationwide poll among homemakers from coast to coast, Swift's Premium, the bacon with a sweet smoke taste, was voted America's favorite bacon. In fact, it got twice, mind you, twice as many votes as the next leading brand. A real energy food, Swift's Premium Bacon is just the thing for breakfast to start the day right. Remember, it's Fifth's Premium Bacon, or Fifth's Premium Bacon, or something like
that.
That's
wonderful, wonderful, Mr. Dowd. Hope the day will return soon when everybody can get all they want of it. You're hired. Believe me, if you work for me, you'll be lighting cigarettes off a $100 bill in 6 months.
Oh, I don't believe.
Oh, yes, you will. You'll make big money. You'll light your cigarettes with a $100 bill.
Yeah? Where would I get the cigarette?
Well, you can't have everything. Now, Marion Mann stands and lifts herself to her full height, whatever that is.
What?
Prepares to sing. I just wanted to know you were up now.
Oh, you're fine.
Been
good.
Sitting down now.
Can I sit down and sing
nice
now?
Nice to see you there, isn't it, Sam?
Ah, very nice.
I feel good this morning, don't you?
I do, too. You know, Don, I was thinking, looking out the window of the hotel this morning.
Yes.
At Lake Michigan.
Yes.
You remind me a lot of Lake Michigan. You really do.
Oh, nothing really. I suppose you mean I'm wild and romantic and restless.
No, you make me sick.
Oh, never mind.
Almost took a chair along with me here. Well, we got three of them. That makes three chairs. Where is Linda Wannell? Huh? Linda, where are you? Where are you, honey? Just got a card up here that she's here somewhere this morning. A little girl in there. Oh, come on up here, won't you? She's only 6 years old and her grandma is listening this morning, I guess. Honey, we're going to be off the air by the time you get up here if you don't start. It's a long way from Racine to Kenosha, you know. Huh? Won't you come up? Oh, she's a little scared, huh? Well, let's see if we can get Kenneth LePage up here. He is from Kenosha. Come on up here, Kenneth. There he is right here. He has a fiction and fact that you might do well to listen to, Sam. He's all set for the educational department, aren't you, Kenneth?
Yep.
Okay, boy, give him the accord, Eddie.
Fiction and facts from Sam's Almanac. Your heart's on your left side, but if it's on the right side, it'd be on the wrong side.
Very good, Kenneth. It's all right.
Here's something to remember next time your dealer is out of Swift's premium ham or bacon. Your boy, your neighbor's boy, all those splendid GIs in this war are members of the best-fed fighting force in the world. You've helped keep them so well-fed and equipped by buying bonds, cooperating with war-winning home-front drives, by sharing your food with your fighters. Naturally, Swift & Company sends regular shipments of good American hams and bacon to these boys. That's why sometimes you may not find Swift's premium ham or bacon at your dealer's. But that's also one reason why our loved ones over there are getting the nourishment they need. This is the American Broadcasting Company.